A Superior Court judge took the unusual step today of calling about a dozen jurors into his courtroom to find out why they ignored requests to report for jury duty earlier this month. During the half-hour session, Somerset County Superior Court Justice Robert Mullen says he got some insight into some of the obstacles that impede jurors from showing up for court. And as A.J. Higgins reports, Mullen said the court's willing to work with Mainers who can't always report when they're called.
Inside the Skowhegan courtroom, prospective jurors ran through a brief list of explanations as to why they either failed to show up in court for jury duty or notify the court clerk's office with an explanation for their absence. Mullen said he had brought the jurors together not to scold or berate them, but to learn why they were unable to perform their civic duty. A young woman that Mullen referred to as juror number six said she did not have regular access to her mail.
If number six could come up.
Yeah, was there any particular reason why you...
This happened last time, and I thought I fixed it with going down and giving them my change of address. You guys keep sending it to my old address.
Issues around mail popped up more than once, particularly among younger jurors who are sometimes working and living in one part of the county while receiving their mail in a different location. An older man, heavily bandaged and designated as juror number 28, said he had recently learned that he had developed some serious health issues.
I have cares.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. I just point out to everybody, I mean, there are reasons, explanations for people to be excused from jury service. And if we get a doctor's certificate or a doctor's notice, something, we try to work with people. And so if I'd gotten that information, I wouldn't have sent you a letter and we wouldn't be talking here today.
Juror 28 explained that someone at his doctor's office had failed to notify the court of his diagnosis. Other jurors said they had been mistakenly told that they didn't have to show up. But transportation conflicts and job responsibilities were the reasons most often cited by jurors about why they ignored the judge's call. Although the Maine legislature has raised the level of juror stipends from $10 a day to $15, it doesn't begin to make up for a lost day's work or, in some cases, of the cost of child care or transportation to and from the courthouse. Taylor Hall lives 20 miles away in Pittsfield.
I guess it's more difficult to find a ride and find somebody because I don't want to just get a ride and not pay them. And with the job that I work, you don't really get paid that much. So it's hard, one, to find a ride here, and two, to be able to pay somebody for a full day to bring me here.
With Hall and the other jurors, Mullen listened patiently and then told them that the court will try to work with them to schedule their jury duty. He says he's heard just about every conceivable explanation for a juror failing to report.
Prepaid vacation, I'm the sole practitioner in an office that I just can't get someone to cover for me. I've got a doctor's appointment. I have a wedding to go out of state. You know.
Notwithstanding those explanations, Mullen told the jurors they were really only expected to do two things as American citizens, vote and show up for jury duty. He said the right to be judged by a jury of one's peers is the foundation of the American justice system. But not being able to impanel a jury can frustrate a defendant's right to a speedy trial and clog the court's docket. His meeting with the jurors, he said, is in part an effort by the court to demonstrate that it's not okay to ignore a call for jury duty.
Word gets around, and then, you know, you don't have to show up for jury duty, nothing will happen. Well, something could happen, and I just, like I said, I just didn't want to deal. Life's too short. I didn't want to deal with problems with people showing up. And so I just wanted to, like I said, try to nip it in the bud.
The jurors said they would try to work with the court to be dismissed from service according to court procedure or make themselves available for a future jury pool. Under Maine law, jurors failing to respond to a court summons could potentially be found in contempt of court, facing fines, and jail time. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.